AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The military is deploying 3 more warships and roughly 2,500 more Marines to the Middle East as Iran fires on Israel and energy sites in neighboring Gulf Arab states. Meantime, threats continue from Iran. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
The top military spokesman there went out and issued a statement warning that Iran's enemies would not be safe on beaches or recreational areas anywhere around the world. This is a threat that analysts have been warning about, that Iran could return to using militant attacks abroad in areas anywhere in the world to try to advance its goals in coming out on top in this war.
British ministers have agreed to allow the U.S. military to use the U.K.'s bases in operations to prevent Iran attacking ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The cutting off of the strait has sent oil prices higher. This is Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner.
I think this is going to end up being the worst energy crisis in modern history, because not only has oil gone up, natural gas costs are rising exponentially. Diesel has already gone to over $5 a gallon. Jet fuel will soon run out.
President Trump has issued an executive order barring college football playoff and other postseason games from airing during the annual Army-Navy matchup in December. Federal prosecutors are asking a judge to drop charges against 2 Louisville police officers tied to the raid that killed Breonna Taylor in her home in 2020. Thousands of people in towns north of Honolulu have been told to evacuate as flooding from heavy rains intensified and water levels rose behind a 120-year-old dam. Records seen by the AP show the Colombian President Petro was a designated priority target by the Drug Enforcement Administration. His family says action star Chuck Norris has died. He was 86. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder reports more Democrats are mixing religion with their politics.
After years of white Christians overwhelmingly supporting Republican Donald Trump, more clergy are now running for political office as Democrats.
This cup is the new covenant in my blood.
Reverend Sarah Trone Garriott, a Lutheran pastor and an Iowa State senator, is now running for U.S. Congress.
Well-intentioned people of faith have thought it was not appropriate to bring their faith into the public realm, and that left a vacuum that the religious right has filled.
James Tallarico, a Presbyterian church seminarian, recently won the Texas Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, a deacon for his Disciples of Christ Church, says his faith drives him to try to better this world. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.